This is BBC Radio 6 Music.
6 Music.
Tonight from 6, now playing with Tom Robinson. At 4, Iggy Pop.
BBC Radio 6 Music.
Right now, it's Green Guardside.
Fraternal greetings, comrades. What's poppin'? It's a Green Guardside in for Guy Garvey. Super furry animals, golden retriever from the fabulous Phantom Power. More from and about Griff Rhys later on. Now, for reasons that are obscure even to me, I thought it fitting that we get today's programme properly underway with a song from Brian Eno. And this opening track from his debut album will achieve that end quite nicely.
Oh,
Brian Eno, Needles in the Camel's Eye from Here Come the Warm Jets and Here Comes Moon Bounce.
Shake off the dust, right on the stairs. My sterile body is starting to spill. Silence my bones, I threaten to crack. I felt my heart sink as I laid on my back.
That's Our Grace with the fabulous Bill Withers song Use Me from 1981's Nightclubbing, recorded with the Compass Point All-Stars. Still a bewilderingly good sounding album today, and the musicianship and arrangements are awe-inspiring. Before that, Moonbounce and Shake. Moonbounce is living in Philadelphia, and he may well have studied musical theatre, but we will not hold that against him. Hundred Waters from Florida. If you know anyone who uses the word folktronica, give them a clip around the ear from me. The band are, strangely perhaps, signed to Skrillex's label, and we shall keep a weather eye on them, whatever that means. So at this point, I think we need some fuzzy guitar pop with a nod to classic girl groups, and I reckon this does a wholly acceptable job of fulfilling that brief.
Coney.
A kind of radio version of the Culture Show. Highbrow.
It's the first two notes, but I guess a lot of power cordage riffs are like that, aren't they?
It's sort of redolent of it, isn't it?
Lowbrow.
Are you doing that with your mouth?
That's with my mouth, yeah.
I'll do it in Ali Pali on the sound.
Great. Get there early for Disclosure. The amazing soundcheck wine bottle impression.
Monobrow.
I don't like soup with a dessert spoon. I like it with a soup spoon.
Do you push it away from you? If it's in a bowl.
I think it come towards me. But do email or text in if any of this becomes boring. As you said, I mean,
all the text just
got into overload.
Radcliffe and McConey.
All the brows covered.
Thank you. That's exactly what we were going for.
Weekdays from 1.
BBC Radio 6 Music.
What a strange experience.
Beautiful stuff. That's Joe Higgs, and she was the one. Joe Higgs, known by many as the father of reggae, credited with teaching Bob Marley and the Wailers how to sing, and indeed replacing Bunny Wailer when Marley and Peter Tosh went off to support Sly and the Family Stone. That would have been a good night out. His Life of Contradiction album is a wondrous thing, and I heartily endorse that product. Before that, the Dum Dum Girls. This is Foxygen.
Your daughter the other day, well, that was weird. She had rhinoceros-shaped earrings in her ears. But, hey man, have a soda, it's on the house. Remember what I told you about the rooms inside this house? But you don't love me, that's news to me. That's news to me. That's news to us.
Oxygen and Shuggy coming up. The news, after which somewhere, St. Vincent, The Temptations and Frank Ocean.
Six Music. This is BBC Radio.
Six Music.
BBC News at 2:30, I'm James Kelly. The South African government says a British man accused of murdering his wife on their honeymoon is to be extradited next month to face charges. Shrian Dewani from Bristol denies planning the killing of his wife in Cape Town. In an interview with ENCA Television in South Africa, a spokesman for the country's Justice Department said they were working with the British authorities.
We are interacting with the Home Secretary in Britain, and we are now close to finalizing the process, and we expect him to leave London on the 7th of April and to land in South Africa on the 8th of April. Upon his arrival, we will make sure that the NPA and the law enforcement cause him to appear in the Western Cape High Court.
Turkey has shot down a Syrian warplane near the border. The Turkish Prime Minister said the plane had violated his country's airspace. The BBC seen evidence that priests in the Central African Republic are sheltering Muslims from Christian militias. Thousands of people have been killed in the country since rebels seized power in March last year. Our correspondent Tim Hewell says priests are taking extreme measures.
The one we particularly went to see in a very remote town, Father Justin Nari there, protecting 1,000 Muslims in his church. He had death threats from the anti-Balakan militia. He described very movingly how he wrote his will. He said his last mass. He said goodbye to his friends. Eventually, he managed to persuade the militia to back off. In fact, he bribed them.
Malaysian authorities say French satellites have captured images of debris in the southern Indian Ocean, which could be from the airliner that disappeared more than 2 weeks ago. China, Japan, India, New Zealand, Australia and the US have sent military planes to hunt for wreckage. And two guide dog owners whose dogs became friends at training classes have got married at a church in Stoke-on-Trent. Claire Johnson and Mark Gaffey kept in touch after the course as their dogs got on so well. And that's the Six Music News. We'll have more in an hour at 3:30.
Green Guardside
on BBC Radio
Six Music.
Prince Johnny, you're kind, but you're not.
St. Vincent and Prince Johnny. So I think we all probably know all we need to know about Annie St. Vincent Clarke and her eponymous album, at least for the time being. So let's treat ourselves to this. Colin Blunston, I Don't Believe in Miracles, from the album Ennis Moore from 1972, which I've never heard. Is it as good as it could be, I wonder? Maybe you know. It's one of those voices in popular music that sharply divides opinion. Can you imagine such a thing? Green Gartside in for Guy Garvey. I naturally rather like the way Colin Blunston sings. This is Frank Ocean and Others.
Young enough to fold and talk the trees. I'll be playing concerts in the mud until the sequel. I'll be finding subjects to paint in the buff behind the easel. Trying to f- I'm a bad boy. I'm a punk. I'm a black man. The dunk, and I'm hanging low, and I'm swinging far. Home.
That's Frank Ocean, Diplo, Mick Jones and Paul Simonon from The Clash, and Hero. It's part of some sneaker company's Three Artists, One Song promotional series. Now, maths isn't my strong point, but Frank Ocean, Diplo, Mick Jones and Paul Simonon. Three artists? Hey-ho! I urge you now to take some 4 minutes and change of your time to listen to Julia Holter.
Heaven. All the heavens of the world. Are you looking for anything? Heaven with eyes bright green. Every day my eyes are older, I grow a bit closer to you. Ooh, hats.
How can it escape?
Julia Holter and World from her album Loud City Song, apparently inspired by the musical Gigi and the novella by Colette. Julia studied composition in California, and I recommend that if you're at a loss as to how you might profitably while away an idle 15 minutes or so later today, you could find an interview with Julia Holter and discover how and why she does what she does and what she might do next. This is The Temptations. Temptations, Shaky Ground. That's basically funkadelic guitarist Eddie Hazel and funkadelic bass player Billy Nelson getting nasty to devastating effect. One guitar part, two bass lines, the odd horn tootle. That's all it took, Temptations, funk classic. This is Volcano Choir. Thank you.
take that back on, laying near the lights of the nights of the northern lodges. There's a border road, no one slips, slides or stopping, and the neighborly sleeping in a coffin with enough Keith. You can really bore someone. Took a rat trap out to the aching. We were drinking all the ways to down. Door is wide open. You know what we're saying about us now. He's a legend. I'm a legend. And we both go tripping through the door. Well, you know that we are northern now. Heard you promised me at the north end of Monogamy. Cut them from filling the lead. Somewhere I heard you scream. For others' hearts and the lambs to life. Hold the keys to a Cupid fly, but you won't ever cry. It's time to up and die.
I have a pretty severely uncommercial musical taste.
This is Iggy Pop.
I listen to a lot of blues and jazz, but also a lot of strange art rock. Sometimes I'll get into a mood and all I want to hear is Balinese gamelan music for days on end. I hope to give the listeners myself on my shows and the music that feels good to me at the time that I choose it. I pre-check everything that goes into this show. I do all the research myself so that I make sure that I can stand behind what's going on.
Iggy Pop.
So join me, Iggy Pop. I'll be playing my records and talking about them this afternoon from 4 on BBC Radio 6 Music.
Please don't turn me down, 'cause
Professor Longhair, Baby, Let Me Hold Your Hand. There's a very neat interview on YouTube where Clint Eastwood talks to Dr. John, and it features some footage of Professor Longhair talking and playing, and it's beautiful and fascinating stuff. Check it out. Before that, Justin Vernon, Bon Iver, and his band Volcano Choir with Bygone. So now two tracks from two classic albums from 1978. Lots of people have been inspired and influenced by each of these two albums, and my favourite people are those who are inspired and influenced by them both. They are The Modern Dance by Pere Ubu and One Nation Under a Groove by Funkadelic. First up, Chinese Radiation.
Thank you.
Funkadelic, and who says a funk band can't play rock? Question mark, exclamation mark, from One Nation Under a Groove. A masterpiece, if we believe in such things. Innovative, provocative, one of those albums and bands that have that almost psychoactive power to change the way we experience the world. And before that, Pere Ubu from the same year, and Chinese Radiation from The Modern Dance, another album that realigned my bearings. This is Kashmir Cat. Kashmir Cat, Rice Rain. Kashmir Cat is, of course, Magnus August Hallberg from Norway. And This is Willie West, courtesy of Prince of Ballard. Prince of Ballard and Willie West, and I Sleep with the Blues. I played Professor Longhair a while back and mentioned Dr. John, and the name you most often hear mentioned in the same breath is Alan Toussaint, who worked quite often with a man by the name of Willie West. Willie recorded I Sleep with the Blues a long time ago, and recently a Frenchman, at least I think he's a Frenchman, with the nom de groove of Prince of Ballard, got hold of Willie's record and largely left it alone, which is a good thing. We'll be right back.
Six Music Recommends is a new place where we can share more of the music that's either on the periphery of pop or could even be the future of it.
An hour of brand new music.
A window into our future obsessions.
We're a place for people to share and discover new music.
With Lauren Laverne, Marianne Hobbs, Tom Ravenscroft and myself, Steve Lamack.
Six Music Recommends.
There's so much music out there, you need a few people who can make sense of it and sort through it.
We're here to showcase the finest new music from every corner of our alternative world.
Beautiful music of every texture and genre.
Discovering new music, that's what it's all about.
Monday to Thursday nights from midnight.
On BBC Radio 6 Music.
Yards and Water Fountain. Very exciting to have a new tune from Merrill Tune Yards Garbus, whose last album some 3 years ago was such a thrill. Yeah. She's coming to London in May. I shall be there. Her new album, Nicky Knack, really, is out on 4AD very soon. Coming up, the news.
Six Music. This is BBC Radio.
Six Music.
BBC News at 3:30. I'm James Kelly. Turkey has shot down a Syrian warplane near its border. Syria has called the attack an act of blatant aggression. But Turkey's Prime Minister, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, told an election campaign rally that the country's armed forces should be congratulated.
Today, at around midday local, a Syrian warplane crossed into Turkish airspace. Our F-16 planes took off and targeted the plane and shot it down. And if they continue to violate our airspace, our response will be a very tough slap on their face.
NATO's top military commander, General Philip Breedlove, has described the Russian military presence on the eastern border of Ukraine as very sizable and very ready. He said there were sufficient Russian forces there to reach Ukraine's western border. A girl who was shot dead in East London yesterday has been named by her friends as Sherika Marsh. She was 15. Police said a formal identification of the body had not yet taken place, but they had told the girl's family. Hazel Nelson-Williams leads a protest organisation in London against violence.
I've just been racking my brain as to how this could happen. I mean, a 15-year-old shot by another youth playing with a gun. You know, who put the gun in their hand? You know, it is absolutely shocking.
France has become the third country to release a satellite image of objects in the southern Indian Ocean, where a search for the Malaysia Airlines passenger jet is taking place. Officials in Malaysia say the French image was captured on Friday. It shows potential debris about 575 miles north of where objects were picked up by Australian and Chinese satellites. And South Africa says a British man will be taken to Cape Town from London next month to face trial for arranging the murder of his wife. The South African authorities have been trying to extradite Shriyan Diwani since 2010. He denies the charges. And that's Six Music News. The next update's at 4:30.
This is
BBC Radio
6 News Green Guardside.
Okay. Yes, of course. I'll come running to tie your shoe. I'll come running to tie your shoe. I'll come running to tie your shoe. I'll come running to tie your shoe.
Eno, I'll Come Running. In an old interview Eno did with Chrissie Hynde, he said this: Lyrics in songs, in nearly 80% of cases, actually make the song less interesting. The deciding factor about what words I use is what vowels they have in them, what their phonetic structure is. I find it absolutely impossible to sit down without music and write lyrics because basically I haven't got anything to say in a direct way.
Gonna have a lot of fun. Gonna hit a home run. Littlest league possible, in the littlest league possible. Gonna make a big splash, don't have to talk trash. In the littlest league possible, in the littlest league possible. The most rudimentary division of competition. Never collide to be the biggest fish in the smallest pond. On the littlest island where I shall reside. But keep playing out in the Texas League. And meanwhile, after too much and also from running too fast, you'd run out of gas. But that's not possible. Littlest league possible.
Guided by Voices, The Littlest League Possible. In contrast, perhaps, with Brian Eno's approach to songwriting, Robert Pollard of GBV collects random lines and titles in a notebook over a period of months, then writes lyrics by stringing the lines together, then singing them a cappella, line by line, which he says creates multiple hooks within each song. And only at the end does he create the chord progressions for each thing that he's written. A useful strategy, methinks. This is R. Stevie Moore.
Carmen, are you clothed? Don't you hear policemen at our door pushing on our bell? Should I go and answer, or will you? Now the ringing stopped, what should we do?
Rise.
surprise.
That's lovely. That's R. Stevie Moore, who has released over 400 cassettes and albums. He made his recording debut age 7 in 1959, singing a duet with Jim Reeves called But You Love Me, Daddy. He can write fantastic songs, and there is the possibility that he has a markedly singular way of viewing the world. And let's raise a glass of dandelion and burdock to that. He also apparently covered this song by my Leeds contemporaries, the Delta Five. Stuff, the Delta 5, Mind Your Own Business. So we began the show with the Super Furries, and there's new stuff from Griff. Griff Rees went off to retrace the steps of an ancient relative of his called John Evans, who left Wales in 1792 to discover a lost tribe of Welsh-speaking Native Americans who were believed to be descended from Prince Madog. As far as I can gather, Griff's bold endeavour has inspired a book and a film and an album and, of course, an app. And Griff will be presenting and explaining much of this at the Soho Theatre and elsewhere in May. This is Griff and American Interior.
BBC Radio 4 Extra wanders the canyons of the mind.
I don't know what I want, but I want it now!
Join me, Neil Innes, and a host of special guests as we celebrate Vivian Stanchel.
You see, I'm not different for the sake of being different, only for the desperate sake of being myself.
Get out of my way! I'm extremely important!
Sir Henry Rawlinson woke hot and fidgety, fuss, fuss, bother and itch.
Baffled? It's a hell of a job to live with it. Art, I call it.
Vivian Stanchel. English as tuppence. Catch up on the BBC Radio 4 Extra website.
That's Any Wonder by Yellow Ostrich from Brooklyn, who I like. Their album Cosmos is just out. Before that, Griff Rees. And this is Byron Lee and the Dragonaires.
Live and let die.
Byron Lee and the Dragonairs, Live and Let Die, and this is David Cammon, and I Can't Believe I Ate the Whole Thing.
The night away from you. I can't remember all the places I went. I don't recall how much money I spent. These things before. See, I met this girl and I thought I was lucky, 'cause she was so fine and fat, just like a swamp turkey. But I woke up this morning with a bad taste in my mouth, way across town in somebody else's house. I asked him what all I'd been drinking. That whole thing, I didn't eat it all by myself. You know I
did. You ate it all right. I know you. You ate the whole thing.
They had heart-shaped dumplings and chitlins and greens and butter beans and things. I didn't eat it all by myself, baby. And that old fat girl, she ate most of it all back. Yeah, she was just eating away now.
So that's almost it from me, Green Gartside. If you're so inclined, you could come and see me and Scritti Politti play at the Larn Festival on the 4th of next month, or on the 9th in Brighton with the Manic Street Preachers, the 10th in Guildford, or the 11th or 12th in Brixton with the Manics. I hope to see you there. I'll leave you with this familiar sound, Area Code 615 and Stone Fox Chase. Bye-bye.